try to earn. You have opportunity. God is encouraging you. God is warning you. God is opening the doors, opportunity doors, so that you can witness to others. Bring them. So much empty place. Why? Such a beautiful church you have. In India, we have sheds. It costs just 4,000. Many people even ask for me to build 4,000 church. Many, even in my own staff, they don't have a church. You know, if I go, they gather people outside on the road. And I stand and preach in the road. And they'll show many places, "Sir, this is ready. We can buy it. Please help us." I have no money. God blessed you with such a beautiful place, such a cushioned benches to sit. We will sit on hard ground. Will you not be thankful for Him for providing you such a beautiful place? And why don't you bring Him in such a beautiful place? You are wasting your time. My dear brother and sister, please don't waste your time. I beg you. Because God's wrath is very serious. He said He is not going to leave you. He is going to take account for His blood. What are you going to do? If Christ comes today night, what is your answer? You may not see tomorrow. Then what will be the answer? I don't want to threaten you. I don't want to make you feel uneasy. But this is what Scripture says. Try to understand, my brother. I am not telling anything. This is the message of the Lord. It is already written thousands of years ago. And just put forth these verses. Try to understand. So that your church will be filled. Many people will be joined, saving from hell and living eternally for in heaven along with you. You know, if you don't want to say, after accepting Christ and after you becoming a believer, if you won't say what God will think, maybe you don't want that man to come to heaven. Maybe you have become mute for me. Are you mute for God? Or you don't like other people coming to heaven? Why are you not telling to others? There must be some reason. There must be some reason. Why? You question yourself. Why am I not telling to others? Or you don't have faith in God? There must be some reason. Without reason, nobody will do anything. If you're not telling to others, means there must be reason. Search your own life, search your own heart, the reason you'll find. In India, I just shared it in Sunday school, one young man who was trained in my Bible school, started a church in a Hindu community. His goal and mission was to preach only Hindus. And in his church, after 3 years, he had 50 member gathering. And 48 people are from Hindu background. You know, for doing such a beautiful ministry, what is the reward world gave him? Hindu fanatics killed him. He was just married around 3 years back. He had two little kids. They butchered him. Because you have no persecution, you don't want to pray. You don't want to tell others. We are praying for persecution. What I'll tell to my students, you know, I'm sorry to telling this. Never spend money on churches. Don't mind you stay sitting under the tree. God will be pleased. But use that money to God. Meet their bills. I discourage many people not to construct. The same money you can use. Even our churches will cut 4,000, 5,000. Even if I buy a land and build a church, it may be 5, 6. That's the greatest money. That money also, I discourage them. First thing, we don't have nobody there to give us. Second thing, it is profitable for the believers to go out and preach. Second reason, if we have churches, churches are the target for the unbelievers to attack. I don't want believers to be threatened or beaten. Still, of course, God gave me money and we were able to buy, we could able to construct 5 churches last year. I'm not against for the churches, but it is going to be target for Hindu fanatics to attack first in my country. You are blessed people. You are wasting your blessings. You are blessed people, but you are wasting your blessings. You don't know the value of your own blessings. Come to India, my brothers. Please come over to India. I'm glad that Trent is sending one team to India. Let them understand what is going on in India. Let them see the believers, how worship there. They'll sit on the ground. Happily they'll worship. Our worship will take place 3 to 4 hours. If everybody speaks 25 minutes, they'll see doesn't know anything. And they won't invite next time. They want 1 hour message. Then they'll be happy. The longer you preach, you are the best preacher. That's the desire they have. That's the desire they have. As the team is going to India, I want to give a verse from Isaiah 8, Isaiah 6 chapter. Please turn with me to Isaiah. God is put on my heart today morning. Isaiah 6 chapter, 8th verse. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" When God was talking to Isaiah, he is giving a mission. Go and preach to Israelites. God is asking, "Whom shall I send?" God is having a mission. Whether you go or send, the mission should be accomplished. Whether you go or send, it's God's plan. God wants to accomplish it. But if you won't go, and if you don't want to send, God will raise somebody else. But you will lose the opportunity. You will lose the blessings. You will be held responsible for that. God is giving you a beautiful chance to go out witness. You be prepared yourself. Or you allow somebody to go. Help them to go. So that your share is there. You will enjoy the fruits in their labor. Thank you for giving me this opportunity, and I thank particularly Trent Young and Dana Young for graciously accepting me in their family and loving me, and also today to stand before you gave his podium. I praise God for this opportunity. But my dear brother, God is going to take account from you. Don't forget it. Don't keep your empty chairs. That place God is looking at. You will be held responsible. God bless this word.
We have a video that I rushed and didn't let us watch beforehand, and then I want to ask Melissa to share a little bit about their trip and the things they'll be doing. So if you'll give us a moment, we would like to watch the video about the orphanage that Timothy has, and then ask Melissa to share.
So many of you know that we're getting ready to leave for India October 24th. So when we return November 6th, you guys won't be wondering why we're doing this all the time. We showed you these pictures for several reasons. One is to show you the children that we're going to have the opportunity to meet and to work with while we're in India. Unfortunately, Timothy is still going to be in the United States while we're over there. He actually will get back to India the day after we get back. So at least we got to see him here. The other reason is we wanted to show you God's work that Timothy is involved in India, and that his lovely wife is also involved with. They started this, they rented a small house in 2004 and had 8 orphans in this house. And they started this because Timothy just felt this burden for children with significant disabilities. In 2005, Todd Neal, a businessman right here from Denver, Colorado, traveled to India to assist with the relief aid to victims of the devastating tsunami of 2004. While he was there, he had a chance to meet the children in Timothy's care, and he was also a child or a father of a child with special needs. While there, him and Timothy began talking and envisioning a plan to purchase land and build a safe and permanent home for these children. After Todd returned to Colorado, his family secured the funds to purchase the land and build the orphanage. Over that next year, Timothy purchased 2.5 acres of land, and construction began on the orphanage. In February of 2006, Timothy named the orphanage Kimmy's House in honor of Kimmy Neal and the investment her family made into the orphans. Kimmy is their beautiful 5-year-old daughter with Down syndrome. As of today, Kimmy's House has between 35 to 42 children and staffs 10 caregivers. Timothy can only take a child as long as he has a sponsor for that child. The Neals have a goal to raise $85,000 for the expansion of Kimmy's House and $30 a month sponsorship for each of those children. So far, 30 children have been sponsored and $35,000 have been raised. The blueprints and laborers are already ready to add on the space and improve the home. It is also the Neal family's dream to one day further improve the quality of each child's life with therapeutic care and training for the caregivers. I'd like to share this story with you. It's based on the story by Lauren Isley. I awoke early, as I often did, just before sunrise, to walk by the ocean's edge and greet the new day. As I moved through the misty dawn, I focused on a faint, faraway motion. I saw a youth bending and reaching and flailing arms, dancing on the beach, no doubt in celebration of the perfect day soon to begin. As I approached, I sadly realized that the youth was not dancing to the bay, but rather bending to sift through the debris left by the night's tide, stopping now and then to pick up a starfish and then standing to heave it back into the sea. I asked the youth the purpose of the effort. The tide has washed the starfish onto the beach and they cannot return to the sea by themselves, the youth replied. When the sun rises, they will die unless I throw them back to the sea. As the youth explained, I surveyed the vast expanse of the beach, stretching in both directions beyond my sight. Starfish littered the shore in numbers beyond calculation. The hopelessness of the youth's plan became clear to me, and I countered, "But there are more starfish on this beach than you can ever save before the sun is up. Surely you cannot expect to make a difference." The youth paused briefly to consider my words, bent to pick up a starfish, and threw it as far as possible. Turning to me, he said, "I made a difference to that one." I left the boy and went home, deep in thought of what the boy had said. I returned to the beach and spent the rest of the day helping the boy throw starfish back into the sea. Some of you may be asking, why these children in India? Why should I sponsor a child so far away? I'll tell you why. You can start by making a difference in one child's life, a child who could have been left to die in the streets without your help. We have all been called to God, by God, to take care of the orphans. If you cannot commit to sponsoring a child every month,